Welcome to GrannyCast. This episode is sponsored by Kinder Eggs. Kinder Eggs! Tired of having the freedom to breathe easily? Are you dying to aspirate small pieces of plastic? Well, our sponsors across the pond are happy to bring you Kinder Eggs, a chocolatey egg filled with choking hazard-sized treasures. Give them to your annoying nephew. Give them to your unwitting, shitty boss. Watch them enjoy chocolatey bliss and asphyxiation in euphoric harmony. Kinder Eggs, for the esophageal damage you deserve.
Holy crap.
I loved it.
That was perfect. That's been probably the best promotion we've ever had.
Of course.
What a great way to start TV2.
You're welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Kimber, do you want to introduce us?
Yeah, I would love to. All right. Hi, everybody. We're starting up GrannyCast again. It's been like a really long time. And today we have myself, Kimber, Reezy, Addy,
yeah.
Vinny, and Saul. Can I read
hey.
That?
I'm perfect. Yeah.
No, just go.
Oh.
That was really bad.
All the aux.
All right. So how are we going to segue into the internet?
I like segues.
We're already on the internet. Let's just talk about it.
We're already on the internet.
So if you're watching GrannyCast, you're probably
listening.
On the internet.
If you're listening to GrannyCast.
Or if you're watching the bar go by, the play bar go by.
I like Wi-Fi.
Yeah?
And buying things. So internet makes me poor.
Does it really?
Was that a good segue, guys?
Yeah, sure.
I know that I definitely do a lot of online shopping.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that it makes me poor, but it makes it easier for me to spend my money.
That.
Yeah. I would say this holiday season witnessed a floating decimal, I'll say. Just kind of going around, picking up zeros here and there. yeah. But yeah, and actually, I want to throw in not just online shopping, but we've got Indiegogo and Kickstarter and all of that, and there's a lot of different things out there that I'd like to support, and that can certainly like put a little just a leak in my ship, in my financial ship. It's just like, you know, it goes and goes and goes, and that was another thing that happened during the holidays. We did a lot of, well, we feel, Jenny and I, we feel charitable, and we do a lot of things around the holidays, and that was certainly part of our holiday bill. I don't know if the holiday shopping made it terribly more likely for us to spend. I mean, I did plenty of shopping in brick and mortars. Jenny did almost all of her shopping online, but it is easier. You just order it, and hopefully, like, you order clothes or something, it fits. And the donating to this and that doesn't really seem like that much, but it adds up when you put them all together. So I guess ease makes it easier to part with your money, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
I know that not having to pay tax online right now, because I know that they're probably going to implement that really soon right now. That's being discussed.
Yeah, in some places,
but
you do.
Not having to pay tax, it makes it much easier. But then I guess
shipping.
Like, yeah, not having
shipping.
To pay tax and free shipping. But see, that's the thing. Whenever I see free shipping, I'm like, wow, I'm really getting it at face value as opposed to having to pay this fee and this fee and this fee on top of what the actual product I'm buying actually costs. So
let's not pretend that, you know, it doesn't have like the 300% markup of retail most of the time. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when, at least for the most part, when I do smart shopping online, looking for the right deals and whatnot, it's usually more at face value than getting what you would be getting at a retail store or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I prefer buying things on Amazon as opposed to going to Barnes & Noble, because I know for a fact that Barnes & Noble really marks up their prices.
Yeah. Well, it's good to check both, actually. I think on books, Amazon does a very good job, but it's not always the best thing, which I think they've got this view of being the best place to go, and they've kind of created this, and it's been good business for them, but they enjoy that a little bit now, where they don't always drop their prices rock bottom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of research done in, like, every purchase. I went a little deal crazy this past holiday season. I wanted all the things. I got greedy, uncharacteristically so. But I shopped. I wanted games, video games. So I was all over Cheap-Ass Gamer and all the different doorbuster things and Cyber Monday, which was really kind of a joke.
Yeah, I just spent so much money. I recently just ordered something, and I was going to get it in a week, so I decided to do, like, tomorrow shipping, and I spent, like, $12 on shipping for a $10 product. So,
Is there a reason you needed it tomorrow, Addy?
I'm addicted to things, so...
Oh, okay. Addiction.
Internet.
Interesting.
I'm not really poor because of the internet. I'm poor because of life. I just, sit on the internet looking for things that I wish I could afford, but...
Exactly.
I can't because of life.
You know, I can bring an interesting spin to this, that I'm not poor because I spend so much on the internet, but I'm poor because of how my life is integrated in the internet. Like, I have... well, as you guys know, and I guess people who are listening to this or Granny will know, my boyfriend Steven lives in Florida, and met him through the internet, and due to, you know, I want to see him, and by means of seeing him, living across the country, that's quite a pretty penny to go see him. So basically, I'm poor because all my money go to the boyfriend that I met on the internet.
A really pretty penny. Like, it has to be a really pretty penny. A penny is really not worth anything.
Yeah.
But a pretty penny.
And I know you meant all your money went to traveling to see your boyfriend. But when you said all my money goes to the boyfriend who I met on the internet, you just sound like a sugar mama, which is kind of cool.
I am a sugar mama. Come on now, you know me.
Sounds about right. But yeah, I mean that's a good point. And I don't think that there were nearly as many things to want before really kind of tapping in and tuning in to the internet and all the things that there are. So I've become very selective about things that I get, but I guess I kind of always have been really picky about spending money on myself. That's why it was uncharacteristic of me to get so greedy this past holiday season. So I have to, especially if it's some kind of niche item, I have to really want it. I'm going to think about it a long time, and it may disappear, like not be available anymore, and come back a couple times before I really jump on it. That helps me a little bit. I put my money towards travel as well.
I know I traveled a lot last year, and it was mostly because of internet friends.
Actually,
it was because of internet friends, every single one.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make a really hard choice recently in not going to VidCon because obviously that's like something that's really important to me because I don't really get to see anybody. But I also decided that that's kind of a substantial amount of money that needs to go toward other things, like maybe, you know, visiting Texas because I miss my family. And it was a really tough decision, and I think I made the right one, but it's still, like, when people bring up VidCon, I now know how other people felt, like, last year when they weren't
going.
Yeah, it's tough. Jenny and I are kind of facing similar considerations for Leaky. It's just a big investment of both time and money. Could we do it? Yes. The question is, could we do it without hurting anything else we got going on? You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was funny when Riji was talking about how the her involvement with the internet causes her to be poor. I thought you were going to be like, I spend too much time on the internet to go out and make money. And I was like, well, that could segue into, is our generation too lazy?
Well, I mean, I am also too lazy to go out and make money.
Not to mention that now, I guess since we're all still on this topic, but recently Google put out there that they're starting a Google Express shipping service.
Oh.
And they have already partnered with stores like Target, Best Buy, Walmart.
Google is so magical.
Yeah, they're good.
But, like, basically, like, you order what you want online, or from the store, and they send it to you within a day. Like, so if it's at the store, you can order from the store, and they'll send it to you within that day.
Wow.
If it's, like, at a store, like, nearby or whatever.
And it's going to be delivered by the driverless Google cars.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Something like that. I don't know.
I was making that up.
I don't really read it.
So guys,
I was making that up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't know.
All
I know is that they're studying it.
This makes me so optimistic about
life. Well, I mean, in theory, all of these conveniences are supposed to free us up for, you know, other things, which all too often frees us up for more work, you know? We had the Industrial Revolution, we got the 40-hour work week and all of that, and, I mean, now we have a very competitive job market, and if you all are only working 40 hours, a lot of cases, you've got another job or you've got some other obligations. We fill our time. It's funny, we seem to go towards trying to create as much leisure as we can, and instead of filling that time with leisure, we seem to fill it with more work. But I don't know if we're a lazier generation. It's just a bit different. I'm not lazy. I'm on an elliptical right now as we speak, multitasking.
Are you really?
I am.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh my God, I was eating chips.
When I eat my apple, it'll be noisy, and I don't want to disrupt the podcast.
Oh, was mine noisy earlier when I was eating it?
No.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
But then I'll be talking with my mouth full.
Yeah, that's your rude, Ray G.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I have no manners.
That's fine. You can just chew, and then you can choke, and we can go back to Kinder Eggs.
Yeah! For the strangulation I deserve.
Just had to fit in that other line. You just really were torn, weren't you?
I was.
You could have done it both, for the strangulation or esophageal damage. I messed that up, didn't I?
You got it back.
You got it right.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm confused. What topic are we on right now?
Laziness? Apples?
Oh, I'm really lazy. Like, I'm so lazy, it's ridiculous.
It's an art form with you, Eddie, isn't it?
It really is. It's not even that. It's like life. It's to be expected, and it's something I'm born with.
I don't like being lazy, and then, like, there are several days where I do literally nothing but... Like, lately, I've been watching nothing but The X-Files, and I got, like, caught up on, like, the first season of Once Upon a Time, and then I rewatched all of The Walking Dead that I've watched, and then the new episodes, and, like, my life is just TV shows right now, and I like being productive, and, you know, like, I'll clean the house top to bottom. Some days, and then other days, I don't know. I don't like being lazy, but it doesn't stop me from doing it.
I think of watching TV shows as being productive. You don't have a lazy day. You don't even see me on Skype. Like,
I feel accomplished. Like, that, yeah. Is it lazy if you feel accomplished?
Like, no. You've gotten through
it. It might be.
You should.
Yeah. I actually, you know, I'm saying I'm on the elliptical or whatever, but I feel lazy, you know, all the time. Like, I'm not really at odds with it necessarily. You know, I get what I got to get done, but I oftentimes feel as though I'm working towards that lounge time. I'm working towards, you know, just being able to chill out, lay back, watch a show, play a game, you know, talk to you fools on the various places. But when I was Addie's age, man, I had laziness down to an art. I was a competitive lazy-ass. My buddies and I, we would have arguments, encouragements. We would swap tips of how to make your life more convenient. The dorms were great, actually, when I started college, because, like, I had the mini fridge with the microwave on top, had the hot plate I wasn't supposed to have. It was just all right there. I was talking to my father-in-law about it. He was like, "You're describing what I want for retirement." He's like, "I just want to move in with you and Jenny, have just a small room. You can put me in the smallest room, a recliner, a TV." I was like, "Maybe a mini fridge." He's like, "Yeah, now you're talking with the microwave on top." He's like, "Yes." I said, "Now all we got to do is handle your bathroom stuff." So he's like, "Well, I'll worry about that." I was like, "All right, man. We should totally build one in your chair." I got a good relationship with my in-laws.
That is when humanity will reach the epitome of its laziness, when all chairs are also toilets.
Wally. Hey, those people seemed happy, sort of. They were just comatose down was the, you know, that's the thing. But I feel, you know, I certainly recommend redefining lazy. I guess that's what it is that I'm doing. I'm redefining lazy. Like, I am doing this thing, and I'm with you guys, and I realize, oh, this is actually a really good time for me to do the elliptical. I've set up a makeshift elliptical desk. So I've got the computer right in front of me. I can type. I can browse. I can do whatever. And I can still do all the other things that I'd be doing, because, honestly, if I weren't on the elliptical right now, I'd just be sitting around or laying in bed somewhere having this chat with you guys. Yeah.
As we are all doing.
That's what I'm doing.
It's for me, it's like half a dozen one, six another, you know. Just
now, hold on.
Yeah.
Since we're on this topic of being lazy, do you guys think that sitting still or being still helps us to focus on what we're working on, or like is actually moving around and being productive a bit more efficient?
I think it depends on the task.
Yeah. It depends on the person, I would say.
If your task was to sit around and do nothing, you are doing well if you're sitting around and doing nothing.
Well, there's studies on this, and people say that multitasking is bad. I say it depends on what type of focus you need on it. If you need intense focus on something, multitasking is probably bad. But me, and maybe I'm just an anxious person, I don't know, I have ADHD, it helps me to do something else, like even if just walk around. So this, me moving right now, helps. I bet y'all hearing a terrible squeak from me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Was that you? I thought that was me. I was like yelling at the birds outside because I thought it was them, but like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I gotta oil this machine. If it keeps it up, I'm gonna stop. But yeah, I wasn't even going fast enough to affect my speech pattern, so it was very low impact. But my whole point was that walking around, I pace around my apartment when I'm talking on the phone for any length of time. It makes Jenny and the cat anxious, but it helps me think. If I walk and talk, I can think much better, and it just helps with rhythm, with flow. All right, we're going to give up on this. This is sad.
Thank you. I have a headache.
I know. I only got like 20 minutes in. That's bull. Anyways, so here we go. I'm going to do it slow and see if that helps. No? Okay, we're done.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, I'm talking about redefining lazy. You know, I feel as though we can do activities that are not exhaustive, that are not exhausting, that are still not, you know, totally lazy. Like what I was just doing now isn't going to have huge impact on anything, but it is little by little going to help improve my health and make me feel better. It's going to be good.
Feeling better and laziness. My favorite restaurant in the entire world is Sonic, because you can just sit there and order your food and sit in your car and eat and not have to get out of your car. Best idea ever.
No driving needed even. You don't even have to have a car. You can, like, just walk or bike up there. They've got the little outside patio.
No, you're ruining the point of being lazy. Like, you...
Oh.
Like, you don't want to be walking or driving or riding a bike.
Yeah,
you,
but, like...
You just drive up and you sit.
Exactly. But there was a Sonic just across the highway from me when I was growing up. And when I was a kid, before I could drive and everything, that was a great place. Although the first...
But you weren't being lazy.
Oh, yeah. I would never do that. That's, like, too far of a venture if it isn't in my refrigerator.
If there... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, basically, if it was like that, then to be lazy, you would basically just be sitting at home. Even if there's, like, restaurants in walking distance, like, literally outside your house, like, across your street, there's a restaurant. You would instead just call for a pizza.
Sorry, I plan on gaining calories, not losing them. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, let's define lazy, because I was talking about redefining lazy. Let's come up with a current, you know, consensus of what lazy is. Like for me, I used to work to be lazy. Honestly, I would search all over for the remote, just for the TV, so I didn't have to get up multiple times to change a channel.
I would just watch that channel.
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly the next level up. If you'll just watch Snow, which kids today don't have snow on their stations ever.
No, it could be like Twilight, and I'd watch it just to not get up.
Hold on, which one?
I don't know.
Not Peter. Breaking Dawn Part 2.
No, I've never watched that. I will never watch that. that requires going out of my way to go watch it, and that's but, the thing.
But I believe in being clever to enhance your laziness. Like have things around you so that maybe if something's out of reach, you could get it with a stick or lasso it or something.
Yeah, basically, I have a whip in my room. So like,
yes, you do.
Yeah. So
how good does that work?
Well, isn't
for you,
there?
It works really good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Isn't there that saying that a lazy person will find a way to do a difficult task as quickly and easily as possible?
Yep.
So in some ways, it can be efficient.
Yeah.
I disagree. I've known a lot of lazy people that just try and avoid the work altogether.
Well, certainly not everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of tasks, well, difficult tasks may get avoided, but I would say they would do it maybe half-assed as possible, but actually, it's the hard workers that I've known in my life that do things quickly, fast, efficiently. Like, there's this friend of mine. He, I got a lot of hard-working stories about him, but he was in the Navy, and they had to paint, basically, let's just say they had to paint a boat. They had to paint the majority of a boat, and he was, I guess, heading this up. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever known. It's insane, but he gets it done. I know this guy's work. I'm sure, by all means, it was impeccable. His superior officer told them that they completed this too quickly. Basically, this was what they were supposed to do all day. That was what they were, you know, it was busy work, basically. He said they did it too quickly. They must have not done it right. Redo it. No inspection. Just, you did that too fast. You messed up. Do it again. Yeah. So hard work. Hard work, kids. Never pays off.
Oh, no. I love work.
Not if you're in the military, apparently.
So, what's the other topic that we have going on?
Well, since we're going to just walk right into it,
basically.
If you were, and this is, I really want to hear more what Addy would come up with for this. Mm-hmm. And if you have more than one option, Addy, by all means, please just throw them out there. Okay. If you were a ghost, what would you do?
Oh, God, I'm going to let you guys go first because I'm probably going to just like, oh God, I have so many things.
That's why I want to hear your side first. So that.
Well then, if I were a ghost, first of all, I would haunt like everyone, not just people I know, but like I would go on talk shows such as Maury or like Jerry Springer, and I would just go up all in their space and throw things at them. Like I would start a fight, I would spy on the government. I would do that. You want to spy on me, bitches? I'll spy on you. Am I allowed to call the government a bitch? I don't know. But, I would go to schools and scare the living hell out of preschoolers. What else should I do?
Do you really think that preschoolers would be afraid of a ghost?
I'd make them afraid.
They're back.
But I think my favorite thing I would do would be going to elderly homes and be like, I'll see you soon, and like just mess with them.
Mm.
I love people. Messing with them would be fun. Or like Ghost Hunters, that TV show, I would mess their day up.
You could become a star.
I could. I really could, but honestly I just like ruin their technology.
Did you use air quotes with technology? Because that's how I envision you saying it.
Basically, like, their technology. What technology do you have? Like, what? You made your screen green. Good for you. Good job. Want a cookie? No, you get a television show. I need a television show.
Well, Addy's put a lot more thought into this than I think I even could. I mean, when I just thought if I were a ghost, I mean, what could I do? And I was just like, nothing left. You know, ultimate creeper, yeah. I guess. Ultimate creeper.
Basically, that's what you need to do.
I would spend the rest of my days trying to end my second life because I'd be perpetually terrified of myself.
What? Why?
Ghosts are scary, man. I don't want to be one.
Well, they won't be scary if you're one. Come on. It'd be fun.
I don't think you understand the amount of fear I have for creepy things.
Have you ever seen Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice isn't scary.
No, not Beetlejuice himself, because he's a poltergeist. But like the two characters that are there that are ghosts.
But they're too adorable.
But they're having so much fun.
I don't know if I would say they're having
they're
fun.
Adorable.
At the end of the they're having fun, but.
Right. Well, I mean, they have fun like torturing the people that live there.
Okay, somewhat. They feel bad about it though.
They've been selling me banana.
You know what? I would probably just go on and jump into the interwebs. You know, like that old show Ghostwriter. There was like
I forgot about that
show. Yeah,
yeah, that is an old show.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, we're dating ourselves.
What? Oh.
What?
No, I vaguely remember it. So, I mean, I know it's an old show. But yeah, do that because you know, if you can haunt one space as some I guess the manifestations say, haunt the internet because it's everywhere. Yeah. Oh, if you could haunt one website, what would it be?
Haunt a website?
Yep.
Facebook. All the good shit goes down on Facebook. Like,
who are my least favorite people on the internet? Wherever the bronies hang out.
I'd rather...
Oh, God.
The bronies? I thought we might have had some brony, like, fighting in here for a second there. Addy,
no,
you're not a brony?
I am not a brony.
I'm
I am
not a brony.
Hey, my bro Maddie is a brony, and I got nothing against the bronies.
I'm a brony.
Yeah, we're not talking to you, Saul.
How hot do you hang out?
I tried to watch a few episodes, and like it's cute, but yeah, I don't get it.
Me either. Like, why are people so into it?
Oh.
I'm not going to get my reasons.
A lot of feedback.
Feedback.
Is it raining somewhere?
Is it?
I don't know.
Rain, go away. Don't come back or I'll kill your parents.
Who are the Rain's parents, Addie?
Clouds.
Oh.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and then the rain will become like Batman. And then Batman will want to kill me. It'd be like Rain Man.
Yeah, but Batman is supposed to be like catching smoke in your hands, and after fighting clouds, you're going to be too worn out to catch smoke with your hands.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Anyway.
I don't know. Figure it out.
So, website to haunt. I don't know.
Wait, that's assuming that we can actually haunt an actual website.
Like, how do you even haunt a website? How does that work?
Based on, like, what we know about ghosts, if any of it is true, like, I'm not sure that ectoplasm can even interact with, like, the digital signal.
Yeah, it can.
But you're not sure it can't, and I did set a precedent with Ghostwriter.
Yeah, but that was a TV show.
Yes, and so
is all hypothetical anyway.
Yeah,
so
we don't
suspend your disbelief.
Yeah, we don't have any solid science on ghosts.
Right.
So, which website? I'm thinking Tumblr has all of the things. I'm not even on
Tumblr. Tumblr would be amazing.
I'm not even on Tumblr. I mean, I could do that, or I could do Pinterest just because it has neat things, or YouTube just to be entertained all the time.
I would haunt Saul's Twitter so he could believe.
So he could believe.
Hey, so if you, like, haunt a website, is it, like, skidooing into a website?
You get to do what? Interact?
Well, skidoo. You didn't, I guess you're too old for Blue's Clues. Is anybody else here familiar with Blue's Clues?
Skidoo.
I do, I get it. I know what it is.
I just sang it.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Well, for Vinny's sake, the concept of skidooing is, in at least the example of the children's show Blue's Clues, Blue, the mildly magical puppy and her owner, Steve, would jump into paintings and then be able to exist in what we can call the alternate universe of that painting.
Interesting. Yes.
And now, if you are haunting the website, does that mean you are able to exist in the alternate universe of that website?
This is what I would say. This is what I would say. That is filthy magic, and we're talking about ghosts, not magic. In the Hogwarts castle, each of those paintings can go into each of the the things and theoretically interact with the world within those paintings. We're not talking magic. We're talking ghosts.
See, what I always say is magic is just science that isn't understood yet. So.
I love the conversation that's happening in the chat. Oh, blue was a girl? Magenta was a boy. Stop it. Magenta was a boy. Lies and slander. Nope, wrong. Canon. Stop it.
Blue was a girl. Magenta was a boy. And it's absolutely canon. Look it up.
Oh, yeah, my God. My childhood just broke. And now I don't understand.
I didn't know Magenta was a boy. I thought they were both girls.
I didn't know that for a long time either, but Magenta is a boy.
I hear Magenta, I think, of Rocky Horror, and I'm like, wow, she was a boy?
Bit of a mind flip.
I see what you did there.
Did that.
There's no way Magenta was a boy. I don't like
Magenta
it.
Magenta was a boy. Let go of your pre-existing gender roles and let the puppies be what they want to be.
Now I'm questioning everybody. What about Columbia and even Rocky? Rocky.
Oh my God, I hate everything. Reggie, I'm going to go cry now.
I don't hear crying. I'm upset.
He
cry.
Said he's going to go cry.
Cry. Yes, thank you. Very good.
Yeah, I don't believe that crying. That is so just fake mainstream. That smells like Hot Topic, Addie.
So I never got to say what I'd want.
Fuck you. Go ahead.
Please contribute.
Or what I'd do if I was a ghost. I would try to prove the existence of ghosts. Because currently, I don't know if like I've mentioned before, but I used to go ghost hunting with my mom. And she has, like, ghost hunting equipment, and I'm, like, a full believer of ghosts. And I've had, like, personal experiences that, you know, kind of take away any, like, doubt I'd have of, you know, if there was any existence of ghosts. So as a ghost, I think it would only be, like, natural for me to try to help people who are looking for evidence or proof.
Yeah. I can feel you on that. You're totally creeping Reggie out right now, but I can totally feel you on that.
Oh my God, I would haunt Reggie. That would be fun.
You know what? I would just go. I would find Jenny and sculpt a pot. You know.
What?
The movie Ghost. Come on.
Oh, I was gonna say, like in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck does that have to do? Anyway? Why would you make a pot?
I'd find Jenny and get a pottery wheel, and we would make a pot. And yeah. Okay.
I join a Google Hangout from my account after everybody knew I was already dead, so they're already freaking out, and then I would just throw shit on camera.
Oh, thanks. No, that's not scarring. But remember ghosts. That's what made me think about it, is the effort to try and make people aware of you. It seems to be, like, quite a lot of effort. All that throwing, you know, channel some rage. You got any rage to channel?
Have you seen me rage quit?
I asked.
You're going to shut out the sun. Rage quit.
Actually, I want to, like, build up, like, a hierarchy of ghosts and, like, be the lead ghost and, yeah, like, just kick
kinda
Casper
like,
all day. Like,
kinda
I'll,
like, the,
beat Casper up.
Kind of like the ghost army in Return of the King, Lord of the Rings.
Sure. I want to think of it like that.
I do want to think of it like that, Addy.
Okay.
And they're all, like, and they're all ponies.
No, stop it.
I was so disappointed to find out that Dr. Hooves wasn't actually a pony. That's why I started to watch. I started to watch it. So I watched the first two episodes, and I was like, "Where's this Dr. Hooves character?" It was like, "Oh no, it's not actually in the show." And I'm like, "What?" I felt so misled. Yeah, I know.
Jesse Fancy. Was the person who made me watch it to begin with.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was just one of those shows I was just not interested in. And he was like, no, you just have to watch it. And you understand it. And so
I didn't know Jesse
cycle.
Was a brony. That's cool.
He's That's a funny. Total brony. And
I haven't seen him forever.
I know. He's, like, busy doing stuff, and it's really upsetting.
It's good stuff, though, for him. He's doing good stuff, as far as I know.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he's in he's in school pursuing something he's long been interested in. From what I last talked to him, he's in a positive relationship and things are good. Why are we talking about this guy in the podcast? Okay, let's get this out.
He's not important.
I mean, we're talking about like his personal life. You know? I mean, that's why I'm like, let's not talk about this.
Paul's gonna have a lot to do.
Yeah.
No, trust me, this is so easy. This is gonna be way too easy to edit.
Yeah, because we've had a lot of pauses and stuff. It should be pretty easy. Yeah. I think part of the reason why we've had so many pauses, I think a lot of us are still tired. I don't know why we would be tired right now.
Oh, there wasn't like a hangout to 6 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know what time I left, but it was definitely way past 6.
I was trying to go to bed last night, but like after I left the hangout, I'm like, I'm gonna watch half an episode of The X-Files to get myself really tired. And then I've been doing like sleep hypnosis.
Yeah.
And then I want to like try lucid dreaming. And I was like listening to this YouTube video, and I was like 10 minutes in every single time, and then my body would start itching like severely, and then like my
scalp
started.
It's the heroin.
Yes. And so, like, I had to start it over several times. So, like, I didn't get to go to bed until, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. And then I didn't even get to get through the video, and I was really upset because I really want to, you know, try lucid dreaming, but I think I'm going to have to start it earlier than 5 o'clock in the morning. And then Reedy called me when she woke up, and I'm just letting you know, Reedy, I was actually very happy to get your call because I'm like, oh, good, she remembered. Oh, good, she's up. And that was, like, the first thought I had this morning. It's actually the second to first thought.
Well, of course you thought about me first. And then.
No, work called me. They called Kim, and then she gave me the phone. They're like, can you come in at 2:30? And I was like, I can't. I didn't want to tell them why, because I'm doing a podcast. But, yeah.
You don't have to tell them why. I'm just not available. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I told them that, because like, I've been trying to do this forever, and like, I really needed to.
Where do you work right now?
Huh?
Where do you work right now?
At the place Addy was praising earlier?
Yes.
Yeah.
My God. I want to complain right now. Okay?
About?
No.
Addy will like this.
Okay.
First of all, we just got a whole bunch of new flavors for, like, tea. We got, like, green tea and like, and we have, like, mint and, like, mango and, like, different flavors to put in the tea. Well, next month, I don't know what it's going to be like for other Sonics, but I know for, well, most Sonics, they're doing half-price shakes after 8, and that's busy enough as it is.
Yeah,
but
I get the shakes when I go to Sonic.
They're adding 26 new flavors.
Oh, Lord.
Like, what kind?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't even want to know.
Every day.
There's no Sonic in Chicago.
Suck.
Like 26 flavors. We only have like 5 right now. I mean, that is ridiculous and excessive, and I don't know where they're going to put them all, and it's going to be so freaking busy after 8.
One of them is going to be chicken flavor. I'm just calling it now.
Oh my god. Chicken and waffles flavored.
Didn't they make chips like that? They made chicken waffles chips.
Yeah. They were good, actually.
Lays did that.
Really off topic.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
It was a natural digression. It's okay.
Yeah, we were back on Sonic, which we were talking about laziness and
talking about ghosts.
Yeah, and we will bring this back to when we were first talking about Sonic, Addy was talking about Sonic. He likes Sonic because you can just be in the car. But since I mentioned laziness again, and as we're talking about being up all night, is it For us, is it that we're, you know, is it that there is, I don't know where this notion of the laser generation came from, and I would like Saul to bring that up because he was the one who suggested the topic, but if there is this perception of laziness, could it be that we just tend to burn our candles, so to speak, on both ends and just are exhausted a lot, or are we just lazy?
I'm not certain.
I think that we just become very exhausted a lot from not doing anything.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I think that also, I mean, we can get tired from just not doing anything and not being productive and not letting our, I guess, our calories burn a little bit more efficiently. So, we our body just starts to get used to not doing a lot.
Yeah.
And yet we get tired from not doing anything whatsoever.
Like, like I was saying, I was felt energized when I got off the elliptical, even though it was cut short. You know, and it is relaxing to me. So that's what I was saying about redefining lazy, because that has become, when I do low impact stuff, it is relaxing. I do feel lazy when I do low impact stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to, lazy has, a really, really negative connotation. And I think that, it's good to be productive, and I think it's good to, you know, make sure that you have your priorities and you do the things that you need to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we live in a day and age where we don't have to work from sun up to sun down just to make a life for ourselves.
Some people
now,
do, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. For those
we can
of us.
By.
Yeah. I like that I can live my life doing what I want to do, that I can watch the X-Files all day if I choose to. I'll do what makes me happy because...
Yeah, we are very lucky.
Yeah. And so, I mean, being lazy doesn't always have to be a negative thing, just as long as, you know... your life isn't being consumed by, you know, TV shows and,
by your
things
sloth.
That will
yeah.
hinder your, you know, growth.
So, where did that topic come from, though? We never even questioned that. That's funny. He's like, oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
I just find topics online, whether it's on news articles or, that one came from a news article about something about how this generation is just becoming more and more lazy because of technology and because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's not that we're not being productive in what we're doing because we're using a lot more technology to get things done.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're becoming much more dependent on the technology to get it done than for us to actually go out and check that it's getting done and kind of moving around and,
Was it talking about physical laziness or just laziness in general?
I believe it was physical laziness. Okay. I don't remember.
Because, we could talk about, just very simplistically, talking about using a calculator rather than doing math longhand or whatever. That's a convenience. That is a technology thing. It's something that's been around forever that could also be considered a lazy route. I've heard using a calculator is lazy. I think I've even said that to people being all... pompous about it before years and years ago.
No, using a calculator is just efficient.
Yeah, well, I would mess with my brother because I was really good at math, and you know, your brothers, you pick on each other for whatever stupid reason. So yeah.
Okay, I gotta go soon. So.
Okay.
Saul, do you feel like you have gotten enough?
Yep.
You sure? All
right. I wait. One more thing. I gotta make the.
Okay.
For the contest.
I feel I didn't say bitch enough in this.
Say it a few times.
Bitch.
Okay, can I do this, please?
Go ahead, Jim.
Thanks.
What was that?
You just miss all of that. That's great.
All right. So for the viewers who are listening, fuck off, Eddie. For those of you who are listening, Granny Cast is having a contest. And, hold on. I'm about to sneeze. Hold on. Holy crap.
Why are we getting silly now? We've been, tired and lazy this whole time, and now we're getting silly here at the end.
Fuck us. Okay. Okay, it's gone. You're half a giggle now.
Put yourself in the stomach, they might go away.
Hey, what were some of the other topics you were talking about, Saul? Maybe we start, then she'll lose the giggles, and then we can just stop.
I'm good now.
Your thing. Okay.
She's fine.
Okay. For those of you listening, GrannyCast is having a contest, and haven't figured out how you can submit, but basically I want you guys to write the worst story premise you can think of, and I will choose the worst, best, the best worst, and that will be the winner for a secret prize in the next GrannyCast. And I'm so good at ending things.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
You've been listening.